Hey everyone, happy third day of April. I'm really grateful you're here. This is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through the book of Psalms, typically a psalm a day. Some of those psalms are really long, so we may divide a couple of those up. But right now we're in Psalm 16 in the New International Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. This is a psalm of David, by the way. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. Nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you that this is one of the messianic psalms, and this is one of those that is quoted about Jesus. You will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. We see that in the writings of Paul. And so thank you. Just again, I just want to thank you, Lord, for the cohesiveness of Scripture and how when you might read it in the Old Testament, you'll also read it in the New Testament, and how it all has this beautiful symbiosis, this beautiful tapestry of woven words together. I'm so grateful that we serve a God who writes such a beautiful book. And Lord, I do pray that you would help us to fall in love with your Bible, with your scriptures, Lord, not the ones that we want it to be, not the words that we want it to say, but the actual words on the page. Forgive us for being scripturally illiterate and help us to fall in love with your words so much so that we can't get enough of it. I pray for my friend today that you would give him or give her an insatiable appetite for your word. Lord, I'm so, so thankful. And we see this word again that we saw yesterday of shakenness. It says, I will keep my eyes on the Lord, always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. And again, I pray for my friend listening today. They may feel very shaken right now. They may have had some extreme circumstances, or maybe it's not extreme circumstances, but just one after another, loss upon loss upon loss, and they feel very shaken. Lord, thank you that you see them. Thank you that you are their foundation. Thank you that you are holding them in the midst of the wind and the waves. And I thank you for doing that ahead of time. And even as I'm praying, I thank you for answering that prayer. Lord, do keep us safe. Teach us what it means to take refuge in you. You are our God, and apart from you, there is nothing good about us. You are our goodness, and your nearness is our good. Lord, we want to run after you. We want to chase you. Forgive us for running after other gods, gods of significance or gods of things or gods of fame or gods of whatever. Lord, forgive us for that. We want to pursue you wholeheartedly. Give us that kind of wholehearted devotion that we need as we follow you. Lord, help us to praise you even when things are hard. Lord, thank you that you are the one who counsels us. You are the mighty counselor. And so, Lord, for those who lack wisdom today, I pray that as they sleep tonight, that their heart would instruct them. Help them to keep their eyes always on the Lord. Lord, again, do not allow them to be shaken. Lord, help us to live today with hearts that are glad and tongues that rejoice. And help our bodies rest secure. Lord, as I read that, I just felt a quickening in my heart of there are many of us who are battling body problems, sickness, and just things that are disordered. And Lord, we just lay our body down before you. We present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to you. This is our acceptable form of worship, and we choose today to give you our bodies, knowing that they'll never be perfect, knowing that on the other side, we will have new bodies. and we will finally be set free from the tyranny that we have endured on this earth. So we thank you for that, and we look forward to that day. Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for breath in our lungs. Thank you for loving us so profoundly. And I pray all of this in the beautiful, powerful, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and a huge thanks and a shout out to the patrons who sponsor Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of that, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's a couple different levels you can sponsor the podcast at. At the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting from me every month. These are paintings that I inevitably sell on my Etsy shop. So there's a little bit of value there, I guess. And at the $25 level, you'll get a secret podcast of just what God's been teaching me. And you'll get that once a month. And so thank you to all of you who have sponsored the show and who have helped William be an amazing editor, and Kristen with social media and all the help that she does behind the scenes. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.